Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's always great to talk to you.
There's been a lot of concern and talk about the recent grand jury report that has been released about the Catholic Diocese in Pennsylvania suppressing information about the sexual abuse of children by priests. What are your thoughts about what we need to keep in mind as we approach some of these issues that involve the protection of abused children?
Mike, first, the victims deserve our utmost support and prayers right now, to be candid with you. It's a situation in which, in all my decades of helping a center that helped young children that were trafficked, you recognize that the victims always have to come first and foremost in everything we're doing. So I think one of the things that we need to do and continue to do is, as a society, as a culture, is use our compassion and our prayers to help them. It's like ripping part of a person's soul out. We have to help mend that soul and the spirit of that young person. On the issues relative to the abuse, I'm praying that we will all, as a society, and legislatively I intend to do this, is to recognize that this type of concern needs to emanate in every place we deal with. It's not related to just one organization. It goes across the board to situations in which schools have transferred teachers. We have a case in our own particular county, in Lebanon County, where a similar situation has occurred. And we need to deal with these problems of child molestation and sexual abuse in a very serious way. I am very much in favor of Senate Bill 261 as it's currently stated, which would extend by 20 years the statute of limitations, and then we can see how that comes about. We hope to be discussing those types of issues when we get back into session in September. But I would encourage everyone to recognize that, be it the Sandusky issue or the issue with Michigan State University with the doctor and the gymnast, be it issues that have happened with Harvey Weinstein, what's been reported about the Catholic Diocese, that we all be sensitive to situations in which children can be present and potentially victimized. So we set up a series of protections and controls to make sure that our youngest and our most vulnerable are protected. And that's where I think we have to focus our energies right now as we continue to heal. I do encourage everyone to remember that the actions of some people don't reflect on the organization itself. I made a comment recently that because we've had some members of the legislature that have been convicted and sent to prison doesn't reflect on the entire legislature. And I think we have to deal with that way in this same case relative to any church organization or any organization affected by such a travesty. Again, keeping in mind that the real people we should be focused on now is the prayers and concerns and the health of the young children that have been abused.
Representative Ryan, thanks for your reflections on this matter, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan.